Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we're going to try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world, yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Yo, what's good? What's good, man? It's your boy Trey Plus 305. Today is September 11th. Today is a special day, man. God damn, it's been a minute. God damn, it's been a minute since I've been on here. Anyway, today is September 11th, man. Today is September 11th, 2022. Today is a special day to me, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and celebrate.
Happy birthday to you.
There's my birthday.
Chapter
38. Chapter 38, man. Shout out to Stevie Wonder, man, on the rights to these. What's good? What's good? They say I'm blunt. They say I'm blunt is back, man. You already know, man. Season seven. Oh, man. I took a long hiatus, man. I took a long break, man. That's crazy, man. I took a long break. I've been chilling. I've been grinding. Been trying to stay innovative for these past, I think, how long has it been since I've been online? I think a good, almost 2 months. God.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I ain't been on in almost 2 months. But you know what? Within them 2 months, boy, let me tell y'all what I was doing, boy.
Bitch, you think it's small. We need to be thinking big. You need to be thinking big, bitch. You need to be thinking big, bitch. Think big, bitch.
Oh my God!
I had to think big. I was thinking big while I was gone, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Unk, man, with the think big, man. I was thinking big, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to get in my bag, man, and get into my second little hustle that I got going on, man. Selling my lobster mac. So I was selling the lobster mac. Well, technically, I wasn't selling the lobster mac. Don't let me lie to y'all. I did a sample give out to my loyal lobster mac customers of the past. Since 2020, I sold them. It's 2022, so I gave out to my loyal customers of the past. I gave them free lobster mac to let them tell me if I still got it, and definitely got the green light. Definitely got the green light for that. You already know. So, yeah, man. Things been good for me, man. Let me go ahead and play this 96 Bulls by LaRussell. You know that's my boy. It's my birthday, man. 38 years, man. I feel good. With age come wisdom. You know what I'm saying? If you continue to live, that's what I want to say. With age come wisdom if you continue to live out here, man. Stay out the way, protect your peace, you know what I'm saying? Take care of your health, you know what I'm saying? Trey Plus still sober. It ain't easy, but Trey Plus still sober. You know what I'm saying? Kick that marijuana to the curb. Oh, man. Chapter 38, man. It was a good day. Today was a good day, man. I woke up this morning. I had some cake. blew out some candles. I tried to blow out some candles. I tried to blow out the candles, but when I blowed the candles out, the candles kept lighting up again. Like, it was the craziest shit ever. Like, God damn, I know I got some goddamn air in my body. I don't smoke no more. But the fire kept coming back. It was crazy. It was the craziest shit ever. But I was able to blow the candles out. You know, got me a few items. It was good. I appreciate my items for my birthday, you know. And then I went to the Dolphins game. Shout out to the Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins was able to pull that off. That was a good game. But damn, what was crazy, at the game, I'm chilling at the game. I'm doing what I'm doing, and which is cheering for my team. You know, I had my little serious look, was first down, doing all the good things, touchdown, all the good things. I actually missed the first touchdown that was a fumble recovery. I missed that because I was being greedy, trying to.
Oh my God!
So I missed that. But I was there for the touchdown before halftime where Waddle got that touchdown. I give my Dolphins a B plus, because the defense was like stifling. Them boys wasn't playing. So I give them B plus, you know. Yeah, man. We did our thing today. But what was crazy when I got to the crib, I saw on Only in Dade, the little, if y'all don't know about Only in Dade, it's the Instagram page where these people from Miami, they post the wildest things that happen in our city. Like, if you ain't from Miami and you want to know how crazy my city is, follow Only in Dade. Only in Dade on Instagram page. It's the craziest page ever, man. Every day it blows my mind. But it looked like 6 or 7 cars caught on fire because somebody at the tailgate left the grill in the car burning and went to the game. Like, how drunk can you be? And 6 people cars, I think it was 6, but it looked like 6 cars caught on fire while we was enjoying the game. It's the craziest.
Oh my God.
Like, how that happened? God damn, how that happened? Like, I don't even know if that shit hit the news yet, but I'm pretty sure it'll be on the news, you know. But damn, that was wild, man. That was wild. But back to me, man. You know, man, I'm just chilling. I'm 38. I'm wiser. I'm a little chunky. I'm a little chunky, man. I went to the doctor on Friday for my little annual checkup, and I'm the biggest that I ever been, 241 pounds. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm that big, but then again, yes, I can, because all I did was eat during my break, y'all. I was eating, working out, and then running back and eating. It just wasn't helping. It wasn't helping, and I just piled all the weight up, but you know what? I get it together. You know, God is good. God is good, man. My family is here. My family is doing good. My friends still doing good. They doing their thing. We might not be in contact as like how we used to be in contact, but I be seeing them on social media. They doing good. They got their family, so it's a good thing, man. You already know, man. Been to a few birthday parties. Shout out to my dog Ricky. That boy invited me to a birthday party. That was a good birthday party, man. Shout out to Ricky, man. Happy 35th birthday. Hey, shout out to my boy, Mart. My brother's Mart. My 9-11 twins, Mart. And that boy, John Ivy. I don't know where you at, Ivy, but happy birthday to y'all boys, man. My 9-11 brothers. My real brother, Ton, Chef Ton, who took me to the game today. Shout out to him. Much love. His birthday tomorrow. So shout out to that boy, Ton, man. Shout out to my nephew, Tyree. His birthday was on the 31st of August. And my niece, Micaiah, her birthday was on the 30th of August. And also my niece, Ari, her birthday was on September 6th. So shout out to all the Virgos in my family. My dad, who set it off, you know what I'm saying? He big Virgo, August 25th. Shout out to my dad, you know what I'm saying? Virgo gang, man. Shout out to all the Virgos, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go ahead and go to another segment, man. But right now, I'm about to go ahead and... I'm about to go ahead and play Far Too Blessed from that boy La Russell.
Right. Hey, man. Still working to get to this level. Level 10. Feeling alive, you look good, but how you feeling inside? Well, you look how you feeling inside, it's a reflection. Go for a run, get some sun, just a suggestion. Far too blessed to be stressing. I've been broke, but not broken. Been transparent, but not open. I go and get it, I'm not hoping. Play so many games, I'm out of tokens. I'm out of time, I'm out of energy and peace. When it's good, everybody want a piece. When it's great, everybody want a slice. Flow water, everybody needs some ice. I know myself, I know my worth, I know my rights. The type of choice to get you shot by the police. What do you do when your greatness is your vice? They fake the fruit, it's even poison in the rice. Feeling alive, you look good, but how you feeling inside? Well, you look how you feeling inside, it's a reflection. Go for a run, get some sun, just a suggestion. Far too blessed to be stressing. I've been broke, but not broken. Been transparent, but not open. I go and get it, I'm not hoping. Play so many games, I'm out of tokens. I say I go and get it, I'm not hoping. I hope it happens. The little train that hoped. We go and get it. Look at Taz, man. Go get that bag, brought to you by Taz Hall. We done sold hundreds of them shirts, man. My man's made it from his own heart, from his own mind, his own spirit. He go and get it, he not hoping. Hey, how beautiful. The sun setting and shit. Yeah. Mama always said it'd be days like this. Huh? Mama always said it'd be days like this. All the albums is connected, man. It's like the Underground Railroad. Yeah. Musical freedom. Beautiful. Why it sound like the beat got lower?
Bitch, you think it's small.
Did you turn it down?
You need to be thinking big. You need to be thinking big, bitch. You need to be thinking big,
about to go
bitch.
To another break, goddamn.
Think big, bitch.
Leave it alone, nigga.
Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show.
Hey. Yo.
Got that boy La Russell in the background, man. I'm in podcast mode, man. I'm in podcast mode, man. So, you know, they say they got a purge law that's going on in Chicago, man. This shit crazy. A whole purge. They got the purge going on in Chicago 2023. That's the craziest shit I ever heard, man. A purge law. And who bringing the purge law to us? It looked like the people who I helped get in office, the damn Democrats, bringing the fucking purge law. So what is this damn purge law that they talking about? The SAFE Act 2023 law. Basically, this shit happening in Chicago, Illinois. They saying that you, if you from Chicago, Illinois, they saying that it's a must that you leave now. They say you should leave now because the Illinois Safety Act, non-detainable offenses is aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, and threatening a public official. That's the purge law, goddammit.
Oh, my
So it's officially crazy. The future is officially here. Shit, they might as well free the real shit. They might as well free everybody that got a non-violent, that's sitting in jail with a non-violent charge. If you sold weed and got caught, if you did trafficking and got caught, you might as well free them. If that's the case, shit. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. It's season 7, man. I'm back, man. I've been gone for a good little minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been gone for a good little minute. But I'm back, man. I decided this shit was so random. Today is my birthday. It was so random to come back. You know what I'm saying? What's been happening since I've been gone? A lot of shit been happening since I've been gone. Shit. The Queen of England, she passed away. God damn. God bless her soul. I mean, shit. 96. You live to see 96. You done been through some shit. I got a grandma. Shout out to Granny Grand. She's still living. She 96. They done seen some shit. Shout out to the elderly, man. This is big for our generation. Our generation getting to see some shit, man. Our generation, my generation, we getting to see some shit, man. I don't know why my dog is barking, but we getting to see some shit. Like, damn, we about to see a king for the first time in our life. What the fuck? God damn. We about to see a whole king, even though all of us are kings and queens. Shout out to the kings and queens, no matter your race, you know. But we definitely about to go see a king, a man be turned into a king, and God knows what they going to do. I don't know how that shit operate. I've been kind of studying the things I've been studying since the queen died. I've been studying that goddamn diamond that's on her damn crown. I've been trying to figure out, goddamn, where they stole that diamond from. Like, she had the biggest fucking diamond in the world. And apparently this diamond was stolen from Africa. And then it went on a tour, just like goddamn Young Bird chain. If y'all know about the Young Bird chain, that shit went on a tour when it got snatched in Detroit. So this diamond, it was stolen from Africa and it went on tour, and it ended up in India, and it ended up in Afghanistan, then it ended up in Pakistan, and then it ended up in this 12-year-old print. I mean, this 12-year-old king or 15-year-old king possession, and the British. Allegedly, that's what they say. Well, you can't say allegedly because they got the goddamn diamond shit. The British, they came and they took the diamond. So she had this diamond. The diamond was delivered to Queen Victoria. And this diamond apparently has a curse on it. Like, if the diamond go on any king or any man that had possession of that diamond was killed. So they put it on the crown for the woman, and I guess it was given to Queen Victoria, and she had it for her whole entire lifetime as a queen, and it was passed down to her brother, and he passed away, and it was passed down to Queen Elizabeth, and she had it for so long, but the government of India been trying to get this damn diamond back. It's the biggest diamond ever, and they've been trying to get this diamond back. And the people, they just not giving that shit up. They say they're not giving that shit up. So that's what I've been studying since she passed away. Shit, crazy, man. Another thing that I learned, you know how when people pass away, we be like, long live so and so, long live so and so. So here go my. Dumbass.
Oh, my
dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. When they say long live somebody, that mean that person's still living. Duh. So I just learned that because they saying long live the king. You know what I'm saying? So I think we got that twisted for years. But shit, man, it ain't like we going to stop fucking damn saying long live so-and-so when they pass away. That ain't happening. So that's a part of our history. You know what I'm saying? Long live so and so and so and so. Whatever. Free the real. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to my dog, Maud. Happy birthday to my dog, Ivy. Jonathan Ivy. Shout out to that boy. Yeah, man. This They Sound Blunt, man. I'm back. They Sound Blunt back, man. And I've been doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing my thing on my other social media page, trying to get my Lobster Mac back up and running. Actually, I will be officially back up and running this Saturday. You know, shit crazy though, man, because like during my little hiatus, honestly, I really was about to quit podcasting. And it wasn't like nothing that had happened. Like, I just didn't feel like doing this shit no more. But it's like, damn, you done invested this money. You got all this equipment. You got all this shit. Like, I just wasn't feeling this shit no more. Like, and for some reason, I just randomly got on tonight, dog. I honestly just randomly got on. This is so random. I been was supposed to launch my season 7, but like, when you just don't have your heart in something, you just end up not fucking caring about the shit. And like, you know, shit, I could crank this shit up anytime I want to because it's mine. So, you know, that's how that shit is. I almost quit this shit. I ain't gonna even lie. I almost quit podcasting. I don't even know if I want to do this shit no more, but I'm here, goddammit. I got too many hustles. That's the problem. Like, the problem with me is I got too many hustles. I'm too innovative, man. And like, this journey that I'm on right now, this journey that I'm on, I could do two things. I could make a lot of money being independent, being a hustle, being an entrepreneur, or I could just go back to being a fucking employee, dog. And that's something I don't see myself doing no time soon, dog. I don't see myself working for nobody no goddamn more. So, like, man, like, by me having this mentality that I don't want to work for nobody no damn more, like, the podcast really turned, like, it's not a hobby no more for me because, like, when I was working in the school system, working at two schools, the podcast was a little hobby for me. But now that I'm, like, getting money doing what I'm doing now, like, I'm not too much really caring about podcasting. I'm caring about getting that money on, man, on God. Like, I'm caring more about this money, for real. So, yeah, I'm on Instagram Live, too. Shout out to the people that's on Instagram Live tapping in with me, man. Shout out to y'all. This is a random podcast episode. This shit is so random. Like, but I'm about to get ready to go on a little break. About to go to another segment. So, let me go ahead and play this La Russell, man. You know I fucks with La Russell, man. What's going on with La Russell shit? I don't know. Give me a second before I go to my next segment. It's a song that I want to play, man. Like, god damn, why am I, I'm about to go to another segment.
Another one. Uncle Bean on the boards. Stop it. Wow. Yeah. 101. Yeah. Shedding tears on the air mattress. Hard on my sleeve, I'm in rare fashion. Tope got me in my mold again. Just hit 7, I'm finna roll again. Yeah. You niggas jokes, it's hard to hold it in. Hey. We done came hella far, made it out with hella scars. Gonna get your telescope, I done made hella stars. I done worked hella hard, grind mode every day.
Happy birthday to all the Virgos, man, that was born on September 11th.
I was lost, I was trying to find a better way. Huh. Look at that, I found a better way. This one for my niggas who been with me from the jump. The ones who seen treasure in the shit I thought was junk. The ones who couldn't fit, so they rolled in the trunk. The ones who didn't care about the top or bottom bunk. We done had to share beds. Me and Fonny used to split airheads. Now we split equity. Nigga, this is boss talk. My niggas work for me. 500 episodes, we did all that work for free. Everything priceless, couldn't tell you what it's worth to me. Stop it. The bag y'all in look more like a purse to me. Oh God, shedding tears on this air mattress. Yeah, heart on my sleeve, I'm in red fashion. Yeah, shedding tears on this air mattress. Hey, heart on my sleeve, I'm in red fashion. Yeah, soap got me in my mold again. Just hit 7, I'm finna roll again. You niggas jokes, it's hard to hold it in. Come on, so really show these niggas how to do this shit. It's not the same. It's niggas who make the wave and it's niggas who surf. I ain't even got a board. That tell you what time I'm on, nigga. Hey, I can't swim either. Stop it.
To the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I be needing to understand certain shit, man. I need to know, like, I need to know if this shit was real. Like, I need to know if, like, I'm going back. I know I'm backtracking, man, because, like, I was talking about this purge shit. I need to know if this purge shit was real. Like, I need to hear more about the purge law. Like, I need to hear more about it. Like, is this shit real? Like, What do they mean by the purge law? Like, what is this shit? Like, I mean, what they say they're going to let a lot of people out of prison, that's crazy. I mean, shit, man, you know how many people that's free, that's crazier? Shit, you know how many motherfuckers, you know how much crazy shit going on out here in the free world? Sheesh. I need to know more about this thing. I need to know more about it. So let's see. Oh, hold on. This, I don't know if this is a credible source. Let me find a credible source real quick, man. Let me find a credible source real quick before I just have somebody who I don't know of, a person who I never heard of, start talking about something and all of this and all that. I ain't got time to be listening just to anybody, man. So I want to hear more about this purge law. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Number...
Shit.
Number five,
goddamn it. Hold on, man. They let this number five play.
It don't make no sense. Hey, black boy, gon' get your shine on. Can do anything you put your mind on. They probably can't do it if they ain't do it. Tryna convince a nigga who done did it. They said I couldn't get this far without a distro. Finna go platinum like Cisco. Made it from the backyard. And still in this bitch. Childhood home, I was little in this bitch. Went through it, I could tell you how to do it. Niggas look gas, I could tell they out of fluid. Made it this far off work. Hunted off merch, super color for the transfer on the shirt. You know what I'm worth, baby, you ain't gotta go into your purse. You can set your own pace for your verse. Got it out the dirt, probably find mud in my hearse. Prices can tell you what it's worth. All-terrain Crocs in a GC shirt. That's my uniform, bitch, I'm finna go to work. All-terrain Crocs in a GC shirt. That's my uniform, bitch, I'm finna go to work. Ha, black boy.
Shout out to that boy. But Russell, man, I had the music playing because I wanted to hear this shit. So let's see if it's real. I don't know. As of January 23rd, 2023, Illinois is basically sounding the purge siren. This is what people are saying. Let's hear what this man is saying. His name is Keith Picar. He's the mayor of what? I don't know what county. He can't be the mayor of Chicago, because mayor of Chicago is a black lady. So Keith Picar, P-E-K-A-U, has something to say. Let's hear what he got to say.
As of January 1st, 2023, the following things will go into effect, and people need to be aware of this. It abolishes cash bail for almost every offense. This includes...
First of all, I don't want to play this shit. I don't want to hear this shit in the background. Like, let me find this damn man. And I want to hear I want to hear what he's saying. Like, I'm not trying to have me and my damn audience listening to some crazy stuff in the background. Like, I ain't trying to hear no shit like that, man. I want to... So it's called a no cash bail. Let's hear what he had to say. It's on Fox News. Like, let's see, like something without that stuff playing in the background. Like, I had to just type in his name and shit. Let's hear what's going on.
Another state gets rid of no cash bail because, you know, it's been a rousing success everywhere else. Here's what that means.
It abolishes cash bail for almost every offense. This includes, but isn't limited to, kidnapping, armed robbery, second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, aggravated DUI, threatening a public official, and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Offenders released on electronic monitoring have to be in violation for 48 hours before law enforcement can act. They could almost drive to Alaska before we can even look for them. It denies victims their constitutional rights. And keep this in mind, businesses and homeowners. Officers will no longer be able to remove trespassers from your residence or your businesses. Someone could decide to live in your shed, and all we can do is give them a ticket. You have to decide what level of force is required to remove them and whether or not it's legal.
Oof, thank God I don't own a shed. I think that's the lesson we all learned here. But it is amazing. A killer can drive to Alaska before cops can even look for him. Another state gets...
That's crazy. I mean, shit, man. I mean, I something like... People like to use scare tactics, man, to, like, scare the public. Like, they really use scare tactics to scare the public a lot, man. And, like, you don't know if shit real or fake. Like, and to me, this sound like some political shit something political that people are using, people going to use to, like, get you to run to the polls and vote no or vote yes to whatever the hell they got on the ballot. You know what I'm saying? That's what this sounds like to me, you know? So, I mean, whatever, you know, shit, man, I'm not about to be scared of no person that's incarcerated right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in the free world and I know how to bob and weave, especially if they've been sitting in that bitch for over like 5-10 years, you know what I'm saying? You know how much the world unchanged in 5-10 years? You know how many damn buildings was knocked down and buildings was built back up? You know how much gentrification and gentrification was going on in the communities in 5-10 years. Like shit change, man. Shit change, and we be adjusting in the free world. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely not gonna be scared of no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Just, and then I'm shit, man. You know, you got your license to carry. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could stock up on ammunition. You know what I'm saying? So shit, and then the goal is to not get caught slipping. So you gonna have to, you know, not get caught slipping. You feel me? Like, yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy what they got going on, man. That's crazy. But yeah, wow. But I'm not gonna even lie to y'all. This is the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man, and I really don't really have nothing else to talk about.
Oh my God.
Since I popped up on here randomly, I'm just going to end this podcast segment, man. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to all the fellow Virgos that birthdays was on September 11th. You know what I'm saying? 2022. Happy to the Virgo game in general. You know what I'm saying? From the August Virgos to the September Virgos. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Virgos. For real, for real. I'm going to just go ahead and end this show, man. And I will start planning on how I will come back to the podcast world. And hopefully I could be thinking about things. But right now, as of now, man, I'm thinking about money. I'm thinking about growing my income. You feel what I'm saying? Because I do live in Miami. And then when you living in Miami, you got to bring down, you got to bring home that bacon. You got to bring the money home when you stand in Miami, because the price of, the cost of living continue to rise. Inflation is continuing to go sky high. You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, it can't be sitting around here just bullshitting, bull jiving and not making that money. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it is, man. They sound blunt, man. I'm out. Thank you for tuning in to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I'll see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats. Thank you.